We've been told old chimneys were built for smoke. But what if they were never meant for fire at all? Inside Tartarian homes, the fireplaces weren't stoves, they were circuits. The rooftop domes and metal poles acted like antennas, pulling invisible energy from the ether. This charge flowed into an iron rebar hidden in the walls, which carried the energy down into the chimney. At the heart was a metal backplate inside the fireplace, ionizing the air itself, creating a pressurized electric vacuum. In winter, the chimney was closed. Energy built up inside the chamber. The ornate metalwork around the fireplace acted as capacitors, radiating warmth into the room. Heat spread through hidden ventilation ducts, moving from the chimney into every corner of the house. In summer, the chimney was opened. The same ether charge reversed the system, pulling hot air out of the rooms like an ancient air conditioner. But researchers suggest even stranger uses. The chimneys may have been charging stations, where crystal or gas-filled lamps were recharged in the etheric field. Others believe they were healing units, sending resonant frequencies throughout the house, and some even whisper of molecular transportation. Tartarians stepping into giant chimneys, dematerializing and traveling through the ether itself. Now, were these just fireplaces, or were they a complex heating and cooling system powered by forgotten energy networks?